A North Dakota museum has temporarily closed a Smithsonian exhibit on renewable energy and sustainability after receiving complaints from the fossil fuel industry. As Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports, the controversy is reminiscent of what happened at the University of Wyoming in 2012 when the school removed a climate change-themed sculpture after protests from the coal industry.
It's hard not to notice the influence of the oil and coal industries at Bismarck's North Dakota Heritage Center. Inside the Continental Resources Inspiration Gallery, you can learn about coal reclamation and touch the Bakken Shale. You can buy oil-themed chocolate at the gift store. That's why a traveling Smithsonian exhibit that talked about climate change and renewable energy seems like an odd fit. In fact, it was closed just 4 months after it opened. I went down to the museum the day after the exhibit closed.
I was hoping I could see the Green Revolution exhibit.
Oh, boy.
An elderly volunteer got the museum's communication director, Kim Johndahl, to come down. We stood outside the exhibit's locked door. There was a black curtain drawn across it. She said the plan is to add the North Dakota story to the exhibit and reopen it.
The Green Movement can have a little controversy in it based on who the person is looking at the exhibit. I guess part of what we want to do too is make sure it's balanced.
The exhibit includes panels that talk about green jobs, wind energy, and recycling. There are phrases like kick the oil habit and expensive polluting fossil fuels. Yet Johndahl said they had not received pushback from oil or coal companies.
We've had comments of let's try to show a balanced perspective. There have not been any comments at all of take the exhibit away or don't have it here at all.
But to alter it somehow?
No, I'm trying to think of how to respond to that, in that the overall consensus, I think, of all visitors and people who have been through it has been, we'd just like to see more about the state and what's going on here.
Johndahl is at least partly accurate. According to an open records request made by Inside Energy, no one from the coal or oil and gas industries asked explicitly for the exhibit to be taken down. But in an email dated Monday, February 29th, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, which has given over $200,000 to the museum, said the placement of the exhibit right across from the North Dakota Petroleum Council gallery seemed, quote, inappropriate.
To have it just saying that we're terrible people right next to an exhibit where we, help buy a T-Rex that I'm sure kids just love. I don't know. It was a little frustrating and disappointing, frankly.
Tessa Sandstrom is the communications director for the Petroleum Council.
We felt it was rather inflammatory and certainly didn't tell the full truth.
That same week, North American Coal, which has donated $250,000, complained the exhibit, quote, throws coal and fossil fuels under the bus. Both times, museum staff promptly assured the donors their complaints would be taken seriously. The following Tuesday, Museum Director Claudia Berg made the call to close the exhibit.
Really, it was not pressure from anyone. It was our own decision to close it and to make it better.
Berg says she had concerns about Green Revolution from day one. She thought it was, quote, lacking enthusiasm, and that visitors complained it was boring.
This was a discussion we were having much earlier than this. It's happenstance that some of this coordinated the way you have it laid out.
Berg plans to reopen Green Revolution after adding more about sustainability efforts in North Dakota. They have asked the same coal and industry groups that complained about the exhibit for more information on how they have become more green. Berg says it is appropriate to ask them because she lacks that expertise.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's only fair that we talk to those groups. I'm not going nationally to find out the story. I'm working on the North Dakota story.
The Heritage Center is accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, whose donor ethics standards state that museums must maintain control over the content and integrity of their exhibits. Berg says they have not violated this standard.
As a museum, we're trusted for our information that we provide our visitors, and we take that very seriously.
The real threat lies in self-censorship.
what doesn't get said but needs to be said.
Becca Economopoulos directs the Natural History Museum in Brooklyn. She claims this is a national problem. That's why she released a letter last March signed by nearly 150 scientists that called upon science and natural history museums to cut ties with fossil fuels. Otherwise, it's difficult to avoid what she calls museum capture.
When a museum's oil and gas company sponsors fund exhibits or exert pressure to modify exhibits that then serve to naturalize and promote industry perspectives on energy.
This is the first time Green Revolution has generated controversy in the 6 years it's been on tour. And it's been displayed in other energy states like Wyoming, Colorado, and Texas. Robbie Davis is with Smithsonian's Traveling Exhibitions.
Even though this is the first time there's been, you know, a little bit of controversy, it's a great opportunity. Exhibitions are a really cool time to welcome in a whole multiplicity of those perspectives.
Davis supports the idea of adding the North Dakota story as long as the Heritage Center doesn't change any of Smithsonian's original content. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.